Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, we've had people who have sought cabinet positions who have been denied these positions because they had working for them somebody who had bad papers. Mitt Romney, he tried to be confirmed as a member of the cabinet, would never make it. Why? Because we ask all people who come before the Senate to give us their income tax returns. He's afraid to do that. Why? Because he's parked most of his money, or I should say most, he's got a lot. He's parked money overseas, basically has to pay taxes because he has tax havens and tax shelters, Switzerland, Bahamas, Grand Cayman Islands. I mean, he's not under the situation we have now. He's not qualified to be a cabinet officer, let alone President of the United States.
There's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who says that if Mitt Romney doesn't release his tax records, he wouldn't be able to get a cabinet position, much less be elected President of the United States. Presidential race number one on the countdown this week. Welcome into our hour of review here, or another hour of review. The countdown for the week ending Friday the 13th. I'm Doug Steffen, running down the top 10 hits determined by the folks at Talkers.com. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, the Tom Cruise-Katie Holmes divorce comes in at number 9. What's number 8, you ask? Congressman Jesse Jackson's problems with substance abuse. Number 7 is Syria. Number 6, the Olympics. Number 5, voter ID. Number 4, the Penn State situation. Number 3, the House vote once again to repeal Obamacare. President's Bush-era tax extension proposal is 2. And the race to the top, the presidency, number 1. Here's host Dave Bowes with another host named Michael Medved, talking about Mitt Romney's appearance this week at the NAACP convention.
What are your thoughts on the aftermath of the NAACP speech? I know you've covered it on your show, but for those of us who didn't get the chance
No. Because there are so many folks who are in Seattle traffic, fourth worst in the country.
We can shoot for number one.
That's right.
And we're going to do it.
Well, we got a ways to go before we talk. I think Washington, D.C., L.A. is ahead of us. But anyway. My thoughts were, I think this is a big triumph for Governor Romney. He handled it masterfully. The part that you mentioned where he talked about if we were going to go for jobs and he cited the chamber, that was all ad-libbed. That was not in his text.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah.
And if you just a little bit beyond where you went, he turned it into applause. They applauded him less than a minute after they booed him. And got pretty lusty applause.
What was the applause line right after that?
About saving Social Security and Medicare.
Because
we've got, and he said, and I want to do higher benefits for low-income people and lower benefits for high-income people.
Well, and Romney hit the nail on the head there with his statement about the Chamber of Commerce. If more people are going to prevent hiring, particularly because it would make less sense for companies to hire people at lower-end jobs, if you've got extraordinary high unemployment among African-American young men, that's going to mean it's going to get worse. And Romney called it.
No, he called it entirely. And look, he was also very strong in education reform. He said very directly, he said lots of people talk about education reform, but you can't be for education reform without opposing its enemies. And he specified the teachers' unions. He basically called Obama out on it. He got some applause. And look, the point about this is that it comes across that this is what's the worst thing that people say about Mitt Romney? The worst thing they say about him is he's a flip-flopper. He'll say anything people want to hear. He'll go to every group and tell them exactly what they want to hear. Here he comes to the NAACP. He got booed. Didn't retreat an inch, didn't apologize, no apologies. And he laid out a clear conservative agenda and spoke to people reasonably and persuasively. It's a great moment.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there, and that's exactly what I was thinking when I heard some saying, well, Romney got booed, he should have been more aware of his audience, he should have catered his message. And I thought, well, you know, the big weakness for Romney, what he's being hit on, is that he has no principles, he's unwilling to stand up for himself, and by getting booed, it blows away that image, and getting booed in a prominent way, it helps.
Up next, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani explains why he's supporting Mitt Romney here on the countdown.
At Hotels.com, we only do hotels. That's why we're called Hotels.com.
And just so there's no confusion about what we do, here are some other names to help you remember. Almost 3 million guest reviews in the hishouse.com. Did someone say hotel? Funny, we've got 140,000.com. The most hotels in major cities. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.com. When I say ho, you say tell. Hotel.com. In the end, there's only one.com you need to remember. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penne pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Price participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Big stuff in the talk radio world this week. We count them down, the top 10 items. Well, actually, we're counting them up because we're starting at number 1, presidential race, and moving toward number 10. Now, here's host Leland Conway talking to Rudy Giuliani about why he feels he, Giuliani, feels it's important to support Mr. Romney.
America's in a lot of trouble right now, isn't it?
Well, that's why I'm here. I mean, I've taken time away from my law practice, my security practice, because I am very worried. This country cannot take 4 more years of Barack Obama. It's as simple as that. And Mitt Romney is a terrific alternative, and I want to do everything I can to make sure we don't repeat the same mistake we made 4 years ago.
Specifically, I know that there's a couple of issues I want to cover with you. Let's start with the economics of it, and then we'll go to another reason why you're here in Virginia. But
sure.
You look at the economy right now, the bad jobs report before. Virginia is actually doing pretty well with regards to jobs, but that couldn't last for long under another 4 years of what we've had here. What's the number one stumbling block for America? What needs to happen?
Well, for America, the number one stumbling block is, broadly speaking, we have a president that is aggressively anti-business.
Mm-hmm.
He hates American business. He treats success in America as if it's something to be taxed and burdened. He has this desire to separate us, rich and poor, rich defined as anybody over $238,000. And this is not what we need. We need somebody who is going to be. We need somebody. I always describe this when I was mayor of New York to the people of New York, where you have a lot of left-wing policies. I used to say, I'm business-friendly not because I like business, but because they create jobs.
Right.
And if I can make a hospitable environment for businesses, lower taxes, sensible levels of regulation, not burdensome levels of regulation, I'm going to have more jobs for all of you.
Right.
And if I don't, I'm going to drive the jobs out of New York, which has been going on for 30 years. Well, he's driving the jobs out of America.
It's...
He is doing every single thing you could possibly do to hold back our recovery, including threatening raising taxes next year.
Yeah, and that's we're seeing the results of that in our economy now because a lot of people are afraid to invest. We're talking with former.
Why would you invest if there's going to be double the capital gains tax next year?
Right, absolutely.
I mean, unless you're stupid. I mean, you know, and most successful wealthy people are not stupid.
Well, and we also have to remember that the capital gains tax affects people who are not necessarily very, very wealthy. A lot of people are investing, trying to save for their future so that they can retire comfortably. Capital gains tax could affect them as well.
Absolutely. Something like 52% of America in one way or another is invested in the market.
Yeah.
And if that market goes up or down, it will affect whether they have a sufficient retirement or they don't have a sufficient retirement.
You mentioned that you were mayor of New York, which has a lot of leftist policies. You were a Republican mayor. There seems to be a lot of division in America right now. If you had a chance to sit down with President Obama and maybe give him some advice, as if he wanted it, on how to bring us together, because you've had to go through that before in a divided city or a city that's largely not with your politics, how do you do that?
I would advise him, although it's too late now, I would have advised him after the Republicans took control of the House of Representatives, I would have advised him to meet them halfway in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that from Ronald Reagan, who used to say, you never get 100% of what you want. If you can get 70 or 80%,
right,
you've struck a really good bargain. If you got to settle for 50, you settle for 50.
Right.
That's the way Bill Clinton governed America after the Republicans took control of the House back in 94. I was mayor of New York then.
Yeah.
I governed during the same period of time as Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton, who I disagreed with on many things, was an exceedingly practical man who met the Republicans at least halfway,
yeah,
and succeeded in getting things done.
Talk host Bill McEwen with political reporter Ruben Navarrete. They talk about why Navarrete thinks that Senator Marco Rubio would be a perfect running mate.
Ted Rollins, he was on Fox. He was asked about the Republican Party and Mitt Romney and his potential running mate. Ted Rollins says the wise pick is Marco Rubio. This contest is going to come down to Florida. You put Rubio on the ticket, he's going to win Florida. Therefore, that's Romney's path to the White House. Rollins also said the Republican Party is just a party of old white guys and old fat white guys, and they have to reach out to really expand their net and match the America we see today. That goes without saying, but your reaction to what he had to say about picking Marco Rubio to be on the ticket.
Well, like you, I agree with the second part of that, especially. I think it does go without saying, and it's true of both parties. It's been one of the great ironies that sometimes the Democratic Party gets a pass, particularly with the elevation of women into the political ranks. And sometimes the Republican Party goes further in that regard. And that happened in the state of Arizona, where a number of Republican women seated to higher office in state level. And it didn't happen in liberal Massachusetts. So I think that that's important, and it's important for both parties to strive for that. In terms of Marco Rubio specifically, I think that it's possible that he helps win Florida, but we don't know that. It could go either way. He's a one-termer, and it's possible that Floridians are not completely in line with him across the board to the point where enough Democrats wouldn't turn out to make his selection there sort of a neutral category in Florida. But the real benefit that Marco Rubio brings is he brings an excitement to the party and to the ticket that I think a lot of Republicans, it doesn't bode well for Romney, but a lot of Republicans are still looking for a way to get excited about Mitt Romney. And they are excited about Marco Rubio. They're excited about who he is and his life story and the way he speaks and the way that he engages the president, takes the fight to him. All the things that Mitt Romney is not, that's what Marco Rubio is. So if you want the anti-Romney, go with Rubio.
Up next, tax cuts and Obamacare, which is a tax. They're in focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, it's in Talk Radio. We have support from Talk Television as well. Doug Steffen with number two on the countdown. The proposal to extend the Bush tax cuts. Here's host Charlie Langdon talking to Henry Payne from the Detroit News. Payne thinks everybody should get a tax cut, not just those making less than $250,000.
Why wouldn't everybody get a tax cut? I just don't get it.
Well, and the president himself was for this before he was against it.
Yeah.
Back in 2009, 2010, we were headed over the same tax cliff. Of course, politics were different then. Back then, the president was governing, and today he's campaigning. And so he's done a flip-flop, done a 180, and now he's against cutting taxes for the most successful, most productive people in American society in the middle of an economic stall.
The president has said, however, that he wants to not allow the rich to have this because what he will do is he will help the deficit. In other words, this $1 trillion or multiple $1 trillion deficit will be cut if those rich people don't get the tax breaks. What do you think about that?
Well, again, this same president back in 2010 said this would be a disaster if you raised taxes on everybody, because he knows that when you raise taxes on small businesses and on job creators, guess what? They create less revenue, which means less revenue for the U.S. Treasury. So he's talking against himself here. He's on record. Your viewers can go on Google and find multiple videos of the president saying what a disaster this is. And what has changed is he's now campaigning. It's 2012.
How does that help him, though? I mean, he says 97% of small businesses will be affected by this anyway. So we're only talking about, you know, 2 or 3% of the of these rich people making more than $250,000. I mean, are there that many voters out there that are really going to be affected by this?
Well, that's his calculation. I mean, he's been campaigning for 2 years. He hasn't been governing for a long time. And he's now campaigning against Mitt Romney. And his whole political campaign against Mitt Romney is a strategy to divide and conquer, to set the 99% against the 1%. Mitt Romney's 1%. This so-called tax increase on the rich coming in 2013 plays into that campaign narrative.
The House vote to repeal Obamacare number 3. Here's host Joe Kelly with political reporter Jamie Dupree about why most Senate Republicans say they aren't even planning to try to bring this up.
We knew it was coming. Everything happened just as it was supposed to happen, repealing health care.
The House voted approving the GOP plan to repeal the Obama health law. There were only 5 Democrats who switched sides to vote for the law, as expected, to vote for the repeal. That was pretty much expected. And so we go forward now, and they might bring it up in the Senate. Then again, they might not, as I talked to Senator Jim Inhofe yesterday, and he was sort of shrugged his shoulders like, yeah, whatever, I'm not sure we really want to do that right now, seeing that maybe it's time to move on to other issues. So at this point in time, really, this issue is done for now, unless the Republicans force a vote in the Senate, and obviously they don't have the votes to repeal the Obama health law in the Senate right
and,
now.
And his sense of resignation was not because he supports Obamacare, no. but because he knows that it's dead in the water in the Senate.
I just think that they also, the senators, know they don't have much time to get stuff done, and they understand. They know what it's all about. They look, Inhofe wants to get rid of the law as much as any other Republican, but I think he looks at it, too, and sees the next couple of weeks probably a lot of wrangling on the Bush tax cuts, and why sort of muddle that message with something else. But I guess I would expect somewhere along the line that some Republican will try to force another vote just to put Democrats on the record in the Senate sometime.
How many Democrats joined the Republicans?
There were five, Dan Boren and four others. Last year there were only, what, one, two, three. So it went up by two after about 18 months. So realistically, neither party buckling under pressure in terms of a lot of members going to the other side. No Republicans broke ranks.
800-510-8255. What's important here is your thought as we get to the bottom of the hour here on the countdown.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like Right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes alignment, oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Plus, save on all Goodyear tires. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Goodyear offer good for July 28. Shoppies and exclusions apply. See store for detail.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
No lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven baked sandwich, small two topping pizza, penny pastas in the dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each.
Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten free crust may be extra.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we go through the essence of what's going on this week in the world of talk radio. And a lot of things have happened that are of interest and import. I don't know who they are, but you know the story. The idea that in the summertime, there isn't a lot of news, and therefore there isn't a lot of talk, because what we do on this program is based on what goes on in the world of news talk radio. So as we count from number 1 to number 10, you've followed us to this point. Let's get to number 4, situation at Penn State. Here's from our affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Scott Voorhees talking to attorney Greg Gianfricaro about the report claiming Penn State officials knew Sandusky's crimes were being committed and covered them up rather than do anything about it, which in essence allowed him to continue his behavior.
What's your response from Louis Freeh's report here that said that the president, the university, and other officials did absolutely nothing for these victims?
You know, you talked, and I know you were going over everything, but you not only have wins and situations been and seasons been stripped because of players, but also because of coaches, you know, buying players, graduating, trying to put through players and graduate players that didn't belong or that shouldn't have been graduated. But when you look at it all, when you talk about children and the sanctity and the safety and the welfare of children, this is much worse.
And unfortunately, this is the kind of thing that you see as a victims' rights advocate in your line of work, Greg. That this often happens a lot. You got people covering up, knowing about potential child molesters, and they cover up for them, maybe to save their own businesses, their own family dynamic. They don't think at all about these kids. It's absolutely, it's horrible.
Well, you know, and it's so interesting because, and I know that probably your listeners haven't read the whole report, and it's a long report, but it's not just them covering up. It's them covering up in 2001 for the cover-up that they covered up in 1998.
Right.
And in the case of Gary Schultz, Tim, the former vice president, and Tim Curley, the former athletic director, and even Graham Spanier, the former president.
Yeah, who has Nebraska roots, of course.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you wonder, did the cover-up even extend to 2011 to cover up what happened in 2001 and then in 1998. It just continued, and it's very curious that he was not indicted as well. Very strange. I don't know why he was not indicted along with Gary Schultz and Tim Curley, but I guess that's a question for the Attorney General to answer.
Well, the U.S. Department of Education has been examining whether Penn State violated the Clery Act, which requires reporting of crimes on campus, including, of course, ones of a sexual nature and, of course, involving kids. And they're saying that the compliance in the Clery Act, according to this report out this morning, was significantly lacking. It doesn't mean they didn't do, I mean, it seems like they didn't do anything. What's your take on whether or not there'll be charges filed against the guys you mentioned there, Spanier, Schultz, and Curley?
Well, there are. Right now, Schultz and Curley are pending trial.
That's right.
So they're facing charges. But where I'm scratching my head is, why isn't Graham Spanier facing charges? That's what's really confusing to me. And I also was wondering, frankly, why Joe Paterno was never charged, although there seems to be a little gray there with regard to what he told the grand jury. And you wonder if maybe he wasn't advised better. I don't know.
800-510-8255. Email connection is doug@dougstefan.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Get the info in the box, the listen box at dougstefan.com. So that's number four. There are all kinds of interpretations of this, but they all seem to be bad. Number five, continuing conversation about voter ID law. That's what I say, continuing. It's sort of new this week as the announcement of, what, four or five, I think six states have made it impossible for people to vote unless they can identify themselves. And the Attorney General wants to change that and make it, this is too difficult. Anyway, here's talk host Ray Appleton talking about Attorney General Holder's comments at the NAACP conference, speaking out against voter ID laws.
I'm having the biggest problem with this Attorney General, who is trying to go out of his way to say that, I want to use his words again, this is Americans' most precious right. But at the same time, it's a struggle to have to travel a great distance to get it. And it's a struggle to pay for it. And I want to make sure you understand where I'm coming from. Wait a minute. This is a precious right. In his words, it's a precious right. So if it's so precious, I mean, we should be able to voluntarily walk, you know, crawl, whatever we have to do to go as far as we have to get this photo ID or whatever it is. Do you get my point? It's his own rhetoric that has me on fire about the way that he's treating this lawsuit in Washington. He's being very hypocritical about the way that he's treating this precious right. Yeah, it is. So therefore, citizens should take it upon themselves, my point, to do whatever they have to do to get the photo ID that they need so they can vote. Otherwise, I think this whole thing is being very disingenuous. They're being intellectually lazy when they cannot produce the goods to prove who they are.
You know, this is so ridiculous, so specious, and just it seems to anybody who has any common sense that this is the most ridiculous discussion and the most ridiculous reality that could possibly exist. It shows you how corrupt this stuff can be when it goes all the way to the Attorney General. And this guy, by the way, is the worst Attorney General. Well, we had some pretty bad ones under Bush, too. Pretty weak. It's just when we need someone that has real strength and someone who has real character, someone who has really got the credentials, Holder's credential is that he came from Chicago. Number six on the countdown as we count toward number 10, the Summer Olympic Games. They begin a couple of weeks from this weekend. Got our first look at the American athletes' new uniforms this week. And guess what? They're made in China. Who has common sense here? Apparently nobody. Here are our hosts Chad Hartman and Adam Carter talking about it.
Olympics haven't even started. I'm reading from a Fox story here. But China's already taken the gold from America by manufacturing the uniforms Team USA will wear during the Olympic opening ceremonies. Ralph Lauren designed the outfits. The job of making the red, white, and blue falls to an apparel contractor in China, the New York Daily News reports. Every item in the uniform will carry an overseas label. The company said the outfits aim to embody the spirit of American athleticism and sportsmanship. But a fashion designer said she was shocked that none of the uniforms had been made stateside, telling ABC News that it was absolutely possible that the Olympians could have been fitted in U.S.-made clothing for the opening ceremony. Ralph Lauren is also dressing the Olympics and Paralympic teams for the closing ceremony. It's providing casual clothes to be worn around the Olympic Village. Messages seeking comment from Ralph Lauren, the Olympic Committee, were not immediately returned early Thursday. We had the CBS soundbite, though, right? Atop of the last couple hours, Harry Reid, outraged. I think it's phony, partisan politics. We have so many things in this country made from China that we have no idea about. If we really want to make tangible changes, more power to it. We're having that debate between Obama and Romney right now. This is fake outrage to me. This is fake outrage that the Olympians are wearing clothes made in China. You know any other things? When we have the Olympics, when we host the Olympics in Lake Placid or Atlanta or L.A., or we tried even here, that when it's right here on our soil that are made elsewhere, and now we're trying to act like we're super patriots on this? Come on. This is nothing to me.
I hate to, this hurts me to say, but I got to agree with Senator Harry Reid.
Wow.
This one, it's you're representing your country. So either what we're saying is, in America, we don't make anything anymore, so we're going to wear clothes made in China, and that's what we're, how we're going to represent ourselves, or we're just not paying attention to what the symbolic reasonings are behind this.
What symbolic reasons are there by the clothes?
You're representing your country. It's just kind of classic that all of us, we're going to be there marching, waving, saying hello while we're wearing these nice polo blazers made in probably some less than ideal conditions. Yes, made in a sweatshop with these rich, well, these athletes aren't rich, but you know what I mean. And all of a sudden, it just seems so silly and stupid that we couldn't for this one time, this 2-3 weeks, every 2 years, yes, just have someone in America knit some sweaters, you know, hem some pants, and call it a day, and say, made in Missouri.
Like Rick Santorum's sweater vest here in Minnesota.
Exactly.
But
we've got places to make them.
But then is it just phony and disingenuous? If normally, so many things from the USOC are manufactured from China, but for this one, just to look like true patriots, we're going to have it made right here in Plymouth, Minnesota.
Yes, phony, and perception is reality, so let's just do it.
All right, so the Olympics and their... It's too bad that there's such a distraction here, but the distraction comes the people who made this decision deserve every bit of bad comment that they get. Period. End of story. 800-510-8255. The Talk Radio Roundup for the week ending July 13th continues in a moment here.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, ZoneAlarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that ZoneAlarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
Says here, this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, Badgers.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates. Jimmy
Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're discussing the items that are in the top 10 this week, including the Olympics. Here's Bob Schieffer talking to Senator John McCain about Mitt Romney's plans to go to the Olympics.
A lot of Democrats criticized Mr. Romney over the 4th of July holiday for riding around in his speedboat while those numbers were coming out. He's not planning to go to the Olympics and then later go to Israel. Do you think he's going to be criticized for that? Should he be staying closer to home?
You know, it's hard for me to say what a presidential nominee should or shouldn't do, and I know that those decisions are thought through. I really think it's important that Mitt Romney go to Israel, particularly since these are the most very dangerous times. As you know, the talks with Iran predictably have failed, and we are facing what could be a serious crisis between Israel and Iran, so I strongly support that. The Olympics, you know, Mitt Romney has a history of taking the Olympics in Salt Lake City from total disaster and actual criminal behavior to the most successful in history. But I don't presume to tell him where he should go or where he shouldn't go. And again, Bob, these are things that are the back and forth and the pundits love to talk about. But I still say again, jobs and the economy, and also national security and America's failure to lead.
Number 7 on the countdown this week, host John Gambling talking to John Bolton, the former U.N. ambassador, about the failed peace talks in Syria.
I understand that Kofi Annan is meeting, or it was supposed to meet yesterday with Bashar Assad in Syria. Tell me about Kofi Annan. What kind of a guy is he? I mean, does he have anything behind him?
Well, you know, he's a typical international bureaucrat. He believes in the process of UN style negotiations more than he believes in the substance of the outcomes. So one of the reasons these peace talks and the truces and whatnot that he's negotiated in the Syrian conflict have failed have been because they don't really recognize reality. It's a kind of going through the motions, and I think he's going through the motions again. You know, as the press reports indicate, he says he has reached an agreement with Bashar al-Assad on what comes next, and now he's going to try to negotiate with the opposition.
All right. Let's listen to Roy calling from Florida on voter ID.
I remember paying poll tax, and we had to pay that, and my family was fortunate enough to have enough money. But I think this is going right back to the same. These voter IDs, you can't go to the city and get them free. Why can't they do that? If they want to make sure everything's okay, if I can show that I paid my electric bill and everything else, they should be able to issue me some kind of ID. I think it's another way of disenfranchising people. Here we are fighting for other people's country to get them to vote, and we can't even vote here.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number 8 on the countdown. My heavens, excuse me. 8 as we move toward number 10. The situation with Jesse Jackson Jr. House Speaker John Boehner says he hopes Representative Jackson gets well soon and hopes he gets back soon. Here's Talko's Nick Reed with a focus on Jackson, his absence. Apparently, there are strong rumors about his abuses.
He up and just disappeared like 4 weeks ago, and people started going, "Hey, where is this guy?" And then, well, he's got, you know, oh, it's just a health thing. And then even, you know, some Democrats were like, where is he? What is going on? He's not showing up for any meetings. He's gone. And then WLS out of Chicago actually had reported within the last couple of days that their sources say he tried to kill himself. Now, the Jackson family is saying that's not true. And now there are new reports that he's got a persistent sleep disorder. He's been embroiled in scandals before, affairs and flying in women. And, you know, I mean, he's a Democrat and he's a Jackson. I mean, let's not forget Jesse Jackson that used Rainbow Coalition money to set up the mother of his baby. And now they're saying, yeah, well, it's persistent sleep disorder. One of the things that isn't reported so much, it is mentioned here or there, is the fact that right around the same time that Jesse Jackson Jr. disappeared was around the time that a colleague or an acquaintance, a friend of his, was indicted on something or other. This is a guy that is believed to, by investigators in a separate case, to have been a go-between from Rob Blagojevich of Illinois to Jesse Jackson Jr., in which it's alleged that Jesse Jackson Jr., you know, is going to work out a deal to buy Barack Obama's Senate seat. Now, the guy who was the go-between on this has been arrested on an unrelated charge. Around that same time is when Jesse Jackson Jr. disappeared and went into rehab or wherever he is. I suspect that he fears this guy who was arrested on unrelated charges is going to try making a deal based on what he knows about Rob Blagojevich and Jesse Jackson Jr. And that's why Jesse Jackson Jr. all of a sudden has disappeared out of sight from everywhere. I think he fears that the bird is going to sing.
Singing, yes.
All right, so is that the story, and is this important? I guess you have to decide that on your own. We move now. Number nine, I guess, in the important quotient, this may or may not be important to you. A lot of gossip and conversation this week about Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. I'm not sure that amounts to a hill of beans. It's interesting. The divorce raises questions about Scientology, blah, 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 blah. So let's get to number 10, which seems to have been something that a lot of people were interested in this week, the Major League All-Star Game. Here's host Greg Knapp talking about country singer Luke Bryan's performance of the national anthem.
My family always likes to watch the national anthem at big events because we want to see who's going to sing. You know, going back to Whitney Houston, and unfortunately she destroyed her life and ended up killing herself. But you remember that Super Bowl that Whitney Houston sang the national anthem. And that was awesome. You know, so you're always wondering, okay, who's going to do it? Is it going to be good, or is it going to be Roseanne Barr bad? Is it going to be, you know, is it going to be a train wreck, or is it going to be something like, man, that was really good? Well, they had Luke Bryan do it this time, country star, and he was singing okay. You know, he did a cappella, which is very difficult to do. It's a very difficult song to sing. But he seemed to be looking down at his hand to remember the words. Now, I'm sure he was a little nervous. He's singing in front of millions of people on the TV, 40,000 people in the stands. He knows it's a big deal. He doesn't want to blow it. He's seen people get just ridiculed for butchering the national anthem, and he wanted to make sure he did it right. I get all that. That's fine. But really, you got to have a crib sheet to read the lyrics to the national anthem? And so I'm watching it, and my wife goes, no, he didn't. And then we watch again, yes, he did. And my daughter Faith is burying her face in her hands. I can't believe he can't remember the national anthem. And it really looked like he was reading it. So we rewound it and looked at it again on the DVR. And, yeah, he was definitely looking down at something. And I thought, I was really trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I said to Ann and Faith, I said, you know, what he's maybe doing is timing the end of his song so that the stealth bomber comes over right at the culmination of the song. And maybe they're in his earpiece saying,
oh, Luke, we need you to go a little slower, a little slower. The stealth bomber's still a little ways away. Slow down your tempo.
You know, they might have been doing that.
We need you to have it finished at exactly 7 p.m. with 20 seconds.
Or what? I don't know, whatever time it was. Maybe. So we rewound it. But he wasn't looking down at his watch. He was looking at the inside of his hand. And it looked like he was reading. You know, can we please memorize the national anthem?
All right, there it is, an overview of the top 10 hits of talk radio here on the...
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.